with your old lady at the tilt. I got a 90 day decision and I feel with guilt from things done and seen. Your water's from a bottle, mine's from a canteen. At night I hear the shots ring, storm my life sleeper. The cost of life seems to get cheaper. Out in the desert with a street sweeper. The war is over, so said the speaker. With the fight suit on, they to him, I'm just a pawn. So he can advance. Remember when they used to dance? All I wanna do.
Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Hey, my name is Remick Benice. How are you? Fine, you say. What? Is that wine? Please, I would love it. It came out of a box. I'll drink it. Wonderful. Yay. The time is now 7 o'clock. Well, I'll be taking you to the top of the hour here at Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn. That's right. Freeform Radio. If you'd like to sponsor a show at Radio Free Brooklyn, please take your time to go down to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you'd like to sponsor a show, please sponsor a show. If you'd like to sponsor just Radio Free Brooklyn on a whole, please do. And we thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, moving on. Once again, my name is Remick. Yes, your other favorite black friend. Yay. Just chilling out here in the boondoggle known as Bushwick. Whatever. It's really warm outside. I can tell. A lot of white people playing hacky sack today. It's going down, motherfuckers. It's going down. That's right. It's good times. Anyway, tonight's weather, 72 degrees. 72! 72, son! It's going down. Oh, which means crime is going up. So you might as well just stay inside and watch all those Netflix binge-worthy shows you didn't watch during the winter that never was. So there you go. We're going to be all right. So like I said, 72 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Feels like 72 degrees. It better. And let's see, tonight we dropped to about 49 degrees, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just put on a sweater on it or not. You know, why don't you just wear a really long sleeve shirt? You're going to be all right. Anyway. What else is going on in the world? Sean Spicer loves Hitler. That's right. It's his bae. Oh, man. Let's talk about it. Boom. If you'd like to talk about Sean Spicer or not, please call 718-928-9732. I'll be here to the top of the hour. We're just going to be talking some shite. Good. Just going to get you through. What's on my mind? You say, I just had the best chopped cheese in the world. I'd like to think it's the greatest chopped cheese in the world. And I dare you, to tell me that I did not. Because I will slap you in the face like the whore that you are. No, I won't. I'm just kidding. I'm playing. I wouldn't slap you. But I would make a really strong argument as to the fact that, no, chances are I just had the best chopped cheese ever. Go Brooklyn. We're still fighting. Still fighting the war against gentrification. It's probably losing, but oh well. You still got to fight anyway. Oh, man. What else is going on out there? Boom. We'd like to send out our love to the family of, to the Murphy family. Apparently, a word came in today that Charlie Murphy of the Chappelle Show fame has passed away. He was 57. Apparently, Charlie Murphy died. Just died, I believe. They said he had leukemia, and he was fighting it, and that's tough, you know. So, he had a nice little run there on the Chappelle Show. He was pretty he was very prominently seen on the sketches dealing with Rick James and Prince. In fact, that season two, I tell you, those that are two seminal skits that most people will always remember about Chappelle Show. I mean, Chappelle Show is funny on itself and it could stand. However, season two was pretty much made like stronger because of Charlie Murphy's presence, you know. And he was also you know, a budding stand-up himself. Stand-up is a tough thing, like, you know, and it's hard, especially when your brother's Eddie Murphy. So, you know, clearly there's going to be comparisons and everything like that. So it's kind of hard to, you know, scratch out your own lane when your brother has a highway, you know, but he did his thing. I mean, you can say whatever you want about him as a stand-up and everything, but, you know, stand-up is not a is not an easy thing to do. You know, you're pretty much standing in front of everybody doing straight up like a monologue, just talking to people and just spitting out what you what's deep down in your heart, and you don't give a hell, don't give a fuck about what anybody says. I'm trying not to clean up my act anymore. It's what's the purpose? You know, oh, they're listening. They're not listening. You know, whatever. We'll bleep this. I'll bleep this out for Finland later. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. But Charlie Murphy, he did it on his own terms. He did stand up on his own terms, and you know, and he pretty much got a piece of the sunlight before, you know, his soul went into sunset. So with that, I say salute to you, Charlie Murphy. You know, Charlie Murphy, wherever you at. Charlie Murphy. Boom. And also, we would like to, here, Butt, Sweat, and Beers, we'd like to salute, let's see, the Merchant of Venom, Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles. Don Rickles also passed away, and that dude was amazing. I remember as a child watching Don Rickles. And I didn't really get it at the time. Like, wait a second. He's allowed to just come on there, make fun of everybody, and everybody's just laughing. Like, you know, it was just the most funniest thing. And he would hit everybody. And I'm talking about everybody. It was like he would insult everybody. In fact, I like to think of Don Rickles as the first form of, like, the show South Park. You know how South Park, you know, their rules, the rule, it seems like with me, the rule with South Park is, like, nobody, and I repeat, nobody is off limits. And Don Rickles was that way. Now, the difference between, you know, South Park's and Don Rickles. Don Rickles seemed to actually kind of care. He was actually, apparently, I've never met the man, but apparently they said he was the most sweetest, most kindest dude out there, you know. So, and he truly had a part of his, you know, deep down in his heart where he'd always ask for, like, ask about your family and things of that nature. But, you know, you couldn't follow that guy. It's just the most hilarious insult comic. Just, you know, and thing is, it was an art form in which, you know, the way he portrayed insult comedy. So, which is, I'm not saying it's going away. It's just more so that, you know, it's just hard to find a good butcher on your block. You know, it's a craft. It's a skill that most comics of today are not necessarily going into. Everybody wants to be Louis C.K. all of a sudden, you know, doing rape jokes. I'm saying, you know, there is a lane open to do everything, you know, whether that means, you know, getting on stage and, you know, pulling out a bunch of rabbits out your ass or something like that. You know, everybody gives Carrot Top a bunch of trash for, you know, being a prop comic. Guess what? That prop comic is a multimillionaire in Vegas and everything like that. What are you doing sitting on the couch, you know, writing the same screenplay that you've been that everybody else has been writing? Like, don't be afraid to just be yourself sometimes. I mean, at any given point, if you could just dust off all that other shit on yourself, just stand up and just be yourself. We're all waiting. All right? We're right here, okay? So if you could be the next big prop comic, you could be the next big insult comic. You could be whatever you want. Just stop being everybody else. Anyway, but having said all that, shout out to Don Rickles, his family, and all those who loved him and who loved his type of comedy. Anyway, I'm going to try to see if I can set up some music over here, and then we'll go live to our Facebook Live. I set up my Facebook Live via Remick Benice. If you want to just friend me on Remick Benice. And on Facebook, yeah, you could tune in on Wednesdays and watch me, or you can just rewatch the whole show if you're not going to tune in on Radio Free Brooklyn, which you should. You know, the show is also available on iTunes. I usually put that into the hole and send it out into the ether sometime around Friday so that you can enjoy it in your foxhole. or whatever hole you're in. You know, holes are good. You know, don't abuse holes, everybody. Don't abuse holes. Anyway, geez, what did I just play at the top of the show? Oh, that was Dirty Harry Gorillaz. I just like that. I like that song. It sounds really cool. It sounds like if anytime I hear that song, it seems like you should have your collar up going in to some fancy discotheque. That's right. I said discotheque. And like, because I don't do clubs, damn it. I don't do clubs. But I go to the discotheque. Sometimes I take a disco nap. Does anybody take a disco nap anymore? If you do, please call 718-928-9732. Boom. You know what? I am going to, you know, since we're talking about Charlie Murphy, I'm going to send a big shout out to Eddie Murphy. We're going to play a little Party All the Time. Oh, yes, that's gonna be fun. Play a little Party All the Time. It's like him, Rick James, Somewhere in Buffalo. That song's the greatest. Y'all don't even understand. Yeah. Remember when you can understand music? All this mumble rap has infected our ears. We don't even know what's going on anymore. We just don't. Whatever. Everything's a phase. Remember, you had baby teeth. Now you have adult teeth, and some of you, you know, still act like babies with adult teeth. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Anyway, I'm about to go live on Facebook Live, but while I do, stand by. We're going to be listening to Party All the Time. Yeah, here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Okay, put your phones on, man.
Girl, I can't understand it. Why you wanna hurt me? After all of the things I've done for you,
time. Oh, Party All the Time by the great Eddie Murphy, but the late great, collaborating with the late great Rick James. Oh, man. Yeah. If you haven't heard the news today, apparently Eddie's brother and comedian of his own right, Charlie Murphy's passed away. Oh, my God. We have somebody on the line. Stand by. Hold on. Call. Like, let's see if we can get this thing done. Boom, 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 boom. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Caller, you're on the air. Juju Man on the beat. Hello. Hello. Okay, I guess not. Okay, moving forward. We tried. But anyway. So, what's his name? Moving forward.
Yeah, so Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie Murphy passed away today. He was 57, battling leukemia. Cancer sucks. I don't care who you are, rest in power, Charlie Murphy. Thanks for the memories, as always. Moving forward, let's see what else is, it's hard to transition from that point, but we're just going to have to. Let's talk about Sean Spicer. That motherfucker. How does he still have a job? Some people build a house of lies. Some people attach those lies to duct tape, and those lies can stand in the wind and do magical, wonderful things. Sean Spicer is that man who builds those house of cards, connected with duct tape. That dude is freaking amazing. I mean, how could, all you had to do is just not talk about Hitler. Can you not talk about Hitler during Passover? You had one job. And clearly you're like, you know what? I think I'm better than that. I think I'm so better than this. I know I can do this, Like, Sean Spicer is like that drunk friend that that decides like, No. I'm going to break dance in my drunkenness. I'm gonna break dance battle this kid in the street and everything because I know better. That's Sean Spicer. That guy's horrible. I'm just saying. How do you still have a job, B? I don't get it, man. Oh my God. Some people just like to get high, just high as hell, and decide like, we're just gonna do whatever we want to do, man. Ugh, Sean Spicer. And he just mansplained his way through the whole damn thing. Just mansplaining like, hey, you know what? I know the Syrians are bad, but they're not as bad as, but if they ever get as bad as this guy Hitler, you know what? The Syrians are worse than Hitler, because at least Hitler, he didn't actually, pull out chemicals and, on his people. I'm sorry, what? Well, what I'm trying to say is he didn't always use chemicals. Sometimes he used, a big oven and such. Which is not a chemical, That's a major home appliance instead and everything. So whatever. So Sean Spicer, please stop mansplaining, sir. It's not working for you. Dave Lester, how are you? Good to see you, my friend. Anyway, boom. You keep it classy in Brooklyn, my friend. How's everything? Oh, man. Yeah, Sean Spicer, I can't deal. I'm trying to figure out, how do you still have a job while so many others are getting laid off? How do you keep a straight face on the lies, my friend? How do you keep the straight face, yo? It is freaking amazing, B. I can't. I just, oh, my God. It's just freaking amazing. Oh, man. But at the same time, I don't ever want to see anybody else be the spokesperson for Donald Trump, except for Sean Spicer, because I don't think he deserves anybody else. I think the only person who could be the spokesperson for Donald Trump is either Sean Spicer or Kellyanne Conway. I can't nominate anybody else. Oh my God. Oh, Professor Kareem, how are you, Haroon? Good to see you, man. Hope everything is well with you. Oh man, you stay classy. I got mad love for you. Shout out to Haroon Kareem. That dude's amazing. Boom. But yeah, yo, I got no love for Sean Spicer. I mean, just the lies, man. I mean, the thing is, you're like the perfect mouthpiece for Trump. It's amazing. It's amazing, yo. It's amazing. How, like, he just forever mansplaining. It's freaking great. I don't know when does this will this reign of terror end between Trump and America? You know, I'm not sure. Maybe at next WrestleMania, that's what'll happen. Like, maybe, like, you know, he'll do the State of the Union speech at next WrestleMania, and then we have to wait for, like, Hulk Hogan to come from the back and drop, like, two legs on, like, Trump's throat or something like that, and, you know, and then bring out the Constitution and, like, bash it over his head, you know, without actually tearing it, and then holding it up as, like, you know, the world championship belt or something like that, and playing I Am a Real American in the background. Oh, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I really can't. It's just going to be amazing. What's up, Cecil? How you doing? Boom. Long Island stand up. Yeah, all day, every day. Oh, man. It's amazing, B. Amazing. Anyway, what's going on out there? Anybody want to talk about anything? Oh, my God. So, Carmelo Anthony, this might be his last game as a Knick. Oh, man. Shout out to the Knick fans who thought that, you know, we had a fighting chance. We had a fighting chance, I tell you. Oh, man. We had no fighting chance, I tell you. We had no fighting chance. There was a moment there where, like, we thought, like, okay, this might work out. It didn't. You know, somewhere between the Dolans, you know, the bad knees of Derrick Rose, the bad elbow and shoulder of Joakim Noah, you know, all these dudes just came to New York to just steal money. It's just amazing. Stealing money. Oh, speaking about stealing money, you know what? Oh, speaking about good money, actually, shout out to Thabo Sefolosha. Thabo Sefolosha settled with the New York Police Department after they tackled him outside of a New York, a nightclub, broke his leg. Apparently, the New York Police Department settled with Thabo Sefolosha, who was doing nothing at the time but just having a good-ass time at the club. Apparently, they settled with him for $4 million. Now, that's justice, my friend. That's justice. What's up, EJ? How you doing, girl? Boom, I see you. Anyway, I want to play this little thing here. This is from, I guess, the Chappelle Show. This is, what's the name? One of my favorite Charlie Murphy sketches where you played Stinky the Grump. Oh, my God. This used to be my little song. So shout out to you. This is my favorite Charlie Murphy little skit ever. Boom. Let's see.
But when's the last time you got to see
it? Hold on. Let me break that back to the front. All right. Here we go. Boom.
I don't believe your pappy. May be rich, but he ain't happy. Tells you about work and you want to be him. But when's the last time you got to see him? He works hard. Why? So you can go out and buy a bunch that you don't need, driven by your punk ass hopes and greed. That's why I say, yeah. For the first time in my life, I'm finally free. No mansion for me. I said, fuck it. No brand new Humvee. I say, fuck it.
But you'll get no pussy.
Fuck it. You don't understand. Is I make love to my hand. So I don't need you, honey. I beat my dick like it owes me money. That's right, I said. Yeah. Now, excuse me, I'm going to make me a nice feces sandwich.
Oh, my God. Yes. Boom. Always love to catch the show. And say it ain't so, Charlie Murphy. I was looking for his comeback. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, Charlie Murphy is no longer with us, you know. But, you know, for the time that he's been here, like, you know, I mean, people might criticize his stand-up career and everything like that, but stand-up is tough. Like, for anybody who's not, who hasn't ever attempted to just get on stage and try to utter some words and be funny, or not even just be funny, just to come across and put something out there, just spread your light, that is tough work. All right. So, and thing is, like I said before, it's hard to, you know, stay in your lane and do your thing when your brother's Eddie Murphy and he has his own highway. You know what I mean? Like, so whatever, whatever. I say, like, you know, applaud the man for what he's done. You know what I'm saying? And his and the seminal work that he did with Chappelle's Show, with the storytelling of the the Prince and the Rick James story. That's gonna live in infamy forever. I'm sure somehow, some way, like, the Smithsonian will get a copy. You know what I'm saying? Of those Chappelle Show skits, and Charlie Murphy's face will be there, like speaking of those stories and everything like that, while they reenact it with Dave Chappelle. But yeah, man. So yeah, oh man, that was tough. It was tough. That's tough. You know, and I was talking at the top of the show about Don Rickles. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about how Don Rickles, you know, he does a style of comedy that most people don't even do anymore, just insult comic. I mean, people think they're insult comics because they have, like, you know, Instagrams and Twitters, and they talk some trash. Like, no. We're talking about getting on stage and delivering. People just don't deliver, man. You know, there's a lot of people who just don't deliver. They just, you know, kind of do their thing, which is great. You know, people are a showman or, you know, funny men, but, you know, to actually be like, to work on a craft and be known for just like one thing and do that so well, like, that's amazing. You know, like, he's like Don Rickles will always be known as, like, you know, like an insult comic, Mr. Warmth, the Merchant of Venom. Like, that's kind of cool. But, you know, I mean, is that are we going away from that tradecraft because of, like, you know, things of, like, social media? I think social media plays a big hand in, like, you know, people don't necessarily specialize in certain things anymore because everybody tries to put their hand in being, you know, a jack of all trades. You know, what do y'all think out there? Talk to me. So, yeah. Yeah, I always appreciate Don Rickles. That dude was amazing. Boom. Val, sac passé, not boule. Oh, all the Asians in the building, my friend. How are you doing? I see you. Oh, shout out to my friend Eye Candy. I see you, my friend. Oh, I see the Dominican. Is that you, Annie? Oh, I see you too. Oupala don. Eh bien. Whatever. Yes, I'll just go straight up Haitian island degenerate in a second. I don't care. You know, I'll go right on Nostrand Avenue, right like that. Just, you know what I'm saying? Flatbush is always in the back of my head. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, it's shit, my dude. Oh man, just chilling. Oh man. Shout outs to you, man. Oh. Shout outs to everybody who just turned like 40. Apparently I'm gonna be 40 in September, but I just realized, like, damn, oh man, the thrill is gone, baby. I am old. I mean, I'm not saying 40's old, but man, it sure ain't 15. All right, thank you, Val. Keep doing you, man. Like, boom, like, you stay classy too, motherfucker. You are the best. Oh, what are you getting back on stage? I've been on stage here and there. It is what it is. I don't know. When am I getting back on stage? We'll see. I'm writing some things right now. I'm kind of bored. You know, like, I think the summer picks up. There'll be a couple of shows opening up for me, hopefully. You know, yeah, like, it's just a hustle. You know, right now I'm just trying to pay rent some days. You know, some days I'm just trying to pay rent. You know, and then so somewhere between all that, everybody's like, well, you got to keep your dream alive. I'm like, well, I'd like to keep my dream alive, but not be on these streets at the same time. Can I do that? You know? Oh, man. Yes, ick, 40. I mean, what? 40 is real. I mean, I'm not dirty old man 40. I like to think of myself as, like, you know, 40 and sexy, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, my 20-year-old dreams are over. My 30-year-old dreams are definitely dying of natural causes right now. So, you know, I got to look up to my 40-year-old dreams and everything like that. Oh, Nira, what's going on? Oh, man, my 40-year-old hopes and dreams, it's real simple. You know, lose about 30 pounds and stay away from the NYPD. I mean, that's about it. You know, I choose to like think of myself excelling, you know, past the hood, you know, but at the same time, I don't want to get caught up in the BS of the day to day. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody just got shot on my block just this afternoon. So I want no parts of like living in the hood. Part of me actually wants to move out of New York City like right now. You know, I think the more and more I think about it, I'm like, it's not to say I don't want to live in a gated community, because I'm sure, like, you know, because living in prison is a gated community. You know what I'm saying? I want no parts of that. No, but I think it's time. It may be time for a change. I was thinking about moving out to L.A. or something like that. Boo. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, man. So my thing is like 40. I think 40 for me is like time for change, time to do some things, reasonable goals. Yeah, man. It's all about reasonable goals. I it's not to say I want a super duper change, but at the same time, like, you know, like it's time to, you know, get out your comfort. It's been a long time to get out your comfort zone. Every day in life, you should try to get out your comfort zone. I aspire to just decide, like, hey, you know, just because it don't feel great doesn't mean I can't be great doing it. I can be great and you know. And rise to the challenge. You gotta rise to the challenge in your life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do as best as I can. You know, I've got this show. I'll try to see if I can be on for next season. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm just doing me. Ooh, 40 is the fuck it. You know what? I would guess so. I guess 40 is the fuck it. I guess 40 is the time where you're like, you know what? Chances are I'm not going to go to – I'm not going to get a chance to marry the chick I went to prom with. So, you know, I'm going to be out in these streets doing whatever I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want to do. What about the 40-year-old single woman? Oh, my God, the 40-year-old single woman. I love me, the 40-year-old single woman. You know, I see her at the bar, and I know, like, man, now I got a chance. Because I know when she was 20, like, she wouldn't dare look at me. When she was 30, she was like, she'd keep me in a little glass jar. But now that she's 40, woo! Oh, the champ is here. That's right. I am in. I know this. I know I got a champ. See, I look at the 40-year-old woman same way I look at, like, when I was in college and I was like 19. I was like, okay, like, I'm not Greek and I'm not on a team or anything like that. I'm not an athlete. You know, but I got personality like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If you get to know me, girl, you gonna love me. You know what I'm saying? Boom. I do just about everything for my lady. You know, just about everything. You know what I'm saying? There's some things that I won't do. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. But the 40-year-old woman, dang. Ah, she's right. She's right in my sweet spot. Because I know her. You know what I'm saying? She hasn't come down to earth yet, but she's close enough where I can just tug on her cape. You know, I know the 40-year-old woman. I'm just saying. I don't know all of them, but I know just about enough of them. That's all I'm saying. 40-year-old single woman. Red. I'm just saying, you know. I hang on desperately to my comfort zone daily. I'm just saying, you know, comfort zone, you got to fight your comfort zone as best as you can. There are things out there that are waiting for you just around the bend. But you got to get off the couch. You got to, you know what I'm saying, take a little walk. You got to, you know, embrace things that you wouldn't things that are like way too crazy or like go against your, you know what I'm saying, your belief system. But things that you would all always argue with and be like, no, this makes no sense at all. Like, well, let your mind make sense and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? There are great things that happen when you stay fluid. You got to be, you know, it's like Bruce Lee said, you got to be like water, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying, let your mind open up, chill out, and then and see it all. You know, if you ain't seeing everything that you want in life, chances are you're not necessarily opening up to what life has out there for you. You got to do it all. I'm just saying, it's the truth. It's the truth, I tell you. I'm not on the damn couch. I didn't say you was, girl. I didn't say you was. I'm just saying, you know. But do you, whatever. Do you as best as you can. But at the same time, understand it. There are so many wonderful things out there waiting for you to
just be and chill and run the streets like a wild animal. And you know what I'm saying? And I mean, some people don't necessarily even find their like new career until they're well within their 40s and 50s. They're like, I never knew this was an option for me until now. Next thing you know, they were, you know, they just embrace some great things. Oh my God, Kelly, what's up, Kelly Jo Velez? Mwah, good to see you. Oh, the boys are looking great, wonderful. Whoa, yeah. So I look at 40 like this. I'm like, I got what? Maybe let's see, 5 months to September, or maybe like five or I don't know, 5-6 months. Who knows? All right. See, once again, the mind it escapes you as you get older. I don't give a damn. So yeah, I got a couple of months till September, but before then, yeah, I want to say goodbye to my 30s. You know, with respect. I'm like, yeah, yeah, like 30s were cute. It was all right. You know, but I want to get into my 40s knowing, like, you know, I'm gonna. I take certain things seriously, but other things I'm like, I take none of this, some things not seriously at all. I don't give a fuck anymore. You know, sometimes you gotta just treat everything like a new year. Just, you know what I'm saying? Not a new year, new you. No. But just more so like, it's like a restart. You know what I'm saying? It's like a new day. Like the same things are out there, but whatever, you know, like same drink. Same food, same chopped cheese, same clothes. But you still got to go do laundry, whatever. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to play some music for you. Does anybody have any a request out there? Boom. I haven't been listening to any. The only thing I've been listening to now is more mumble rap. I wanna know what these kids are listening to, and I want to know exactly what the hell are they saying. I have no idea. It's like, boo. Me too. I give zero fucks in my 40s. I'm with you. Yay! High five. Yeah, I'm just saying you can't care. You gotta care enough to just be like, you know, I'm of my own character. I have character. But I will not believe in other characters. Enough. You got to do you. You know what I'm saying? Be smart enough to like walk with everybody. But you know, but at the same time, be smarter enough to you know what I'm saying, to walk within your lane and do you. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you need to just do you. Let's see, ratchet music. What are the ratchet people listening to these days? I've done too much bad and bougie. Boom, boom, boom. Let's see what the Migos have to say about being 40, shall we? Yay. What's the price? I don't know. Let's see what's going on over here. But yeah, man. I got no qualms about like, you know, getting older. My whole thing is just more so, you know, as we get older, like you got to let go of just small petty stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily helping anybody. So whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to play a little Migos for you. I'm going to come back. And then after that, I guess we'll crack open a brew. And then if you want to call in, that'll be fine. All right. But you're listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
What's the price? Prices going up. Woo! Prices. The big bad I slide. Prices going up.
Hold on.
Prices. What's the price?
What's the price?
Prices going up. Prices.
Hold on.
Going up. Yeah.
I slide.
Going up.
Hold on.
Woo. 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 Price. Bad Mona Lisa.
Bad.
Slide with my people. Pink slip for the ride. But what's in the trunk? It's illegal. Came from dimes. No cosign. You can read between the lines like a pro state. I did my own grind.
Tell me what the preach about.
Preach.
Tell me what the teach about.
Teach.
I'ma go find me a better route. That bullshit and cap, you can leave it out.
Cap.
Ain't talking, but ain't trying to hear me out. Won't open the door.
still trying to leave me out. I'ma pull up in your MDR. Come through, just make sure you clear me out. What's the price? Prices, prices going up. Woo! Prices, prices. Price. The big bad I slide. Prices, prices going up.
Hold on.
Prices, prices.
Price.
What's the price?
What's the price?
Prices going up. Prices.
Hold on.
Price. Going up.
With the tag and say, I done brought out a big bag today. I just pulled up with the mag today. I don't plan on going outside today.
What you owe, 80 your show. Close the curtain and smoking the ghost. Hop in the eye and lift up the dough. Young rich nigga, more money than the old. Got your hoe at a condo, no clothes. Yeah, climb on a young nigga pole. Yeah, you don't wanna go there. Sticks in the Dracos in here. Got racks in the back of my pants. Got racks in the bachelor pad. Bitches, they fuck for a bag. And you niggas gon' go out sad.
Bad Mona Lisa.
Bad.
Slide with my people. Pink slip for the ride. But what's in the trunk, it's illegal. Came from dimes.
Dimes.
No cosign.
No cosign.
You can read between the lines like a pro stater. Did my own grind.
Grind.
What's the price?
What's the price?
Prices going up. Prices.
Hold on.
Price.
Going up.
Yeah. I slide. Hold on.
Woo, woo, woo.
Pride.
Yes.
Oh, what's the price? I don't know what the price is. Jeez, why don't you scan it? Okay, Quavo, Tango, Offset, whoever, like, Mahondo. Anyway. We're back live on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. My name is Remick Benice. This is the beer part of the show. Every week we try to talk about one beer in particular just to get off your feet and just chill. So today's beer is Miller High Life. That's right. Miller High Life, the Champagne de Cerveza, as the Spanish like to say, the champagne of beers. Miller High Life. It goes well with sadness, broken dreams, or let's say really, really cheap get-togethers. Goes well with unplanned pregnancies. Goes well with sadness, broken dreams, ambitions. Street corners, the hood, shotgun weddings. That's right. There's good times. Good Dean, what's going on? Shout out to you. Shout out to you and your refrigerator. Boom. Oh, what your refrigerator needs? The cool, refreshing taste. Oh, my God. The cool, refreshing taste of Miller High Life. That's what your fridge needs. Boom. And go fix your face and fix your life, motherfucker. Me.
Work 75 color t-shirt.
Okay, great. I don't know what that was. That ratchet music. What are you doing down there? Hi, good to see you. Boom. Are you still in Atlanta or something like that? Are you the broad in Atlanta that they keep talking about in Panda? Panda. Are you the broad in Atlanta? Oh man, I used to have broads in Atlanta. They moved to Tampa now. But whatever. It is what it is. Donna and Carl. Well. Jeez. Hello, nurse. Boom, Pat Rigby. What's going on? Man, what is this, like, This Is Your Life tonight on on Facebook Live? Good to see you all. Oh, social media makes everyone a blogger, writer, star. You know what? That's the truth. Or it makes people think they're a blogger, writer, star, where some people are just, like, talking their trash. I'm like, you know, but that's all good. That's all good. You got to start somewhere, is what I say. Boom. All right. Boom. Viewer question. Can I put my foot on your face? You know what? You can put your foot on my face. You know what I'm saying? But then I reserve the right to fart right in your eye afterwards. I hate your face. your face. I will fart in your face. Boom. Enough anger. But I was in Aberdeen, North Carolina. What the hell's going on in Aberdeen, North Carolina? But sounds like a place where they play dueling banjos every day or something. Hi, what's going on?
Oh, we got a dark one out here.
Man, she sure got a pretty mouth. That place looks crazy. I'm sure it looks crazy out there. It's probably the woods. Probably like one good bathroom, you know what I'm saying? And this is like one good bathroom and plenty, and like a whole bunch of shotguns. That's what I think. Yeah, I said that out loud. I don't care. Anyway, I miss your face too. Boom. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on? Boom. Life. I wonder. Let's see. 10 people have recently been here. Oh, look at that. We have a little consortium of people just talking to me. I'm so touched. You know, some people ask, like, hey, why are you doing your Facebook Live? I thought you had a radio show. Well, it's a radio show. But at the same time, I want to get in contact with more people while I'm doing the show. The show is, you can actually hear all of this on iTunes probably sometime on Friday when I upload the show. I can send you the link. It's on audioboom.com. Wonderful. But at the same time, I want to get more interactive. So, you know, if you call in, that's great. But at the same time, if you just want to talk some shit via Facebook Live, I'm like, I'm okay with that too. You know, I'm that type of guy. Anyway, I don't want to bore you with sports, but apparently we're about to go into that time of the year where there's nothing on TV but baseball. That's right. Tonight's the last night of the NBA regular season. So rest in peace, Brooklyn Nets. You sucked all year long. Thank you. Go away. Yay. And rest in peace to the New York Knicks. Thank you for snatching defeat from the jaws of victory every night. I can't stand your asses stealing money. All of you. All of you. Anyway, and that was sports. So back to you. Is what I'm trying to say. Let's see what's going on. What is going on out there? Oh, my God. I will never fly United. And it's not to say I will not fly United because I won't get the cheap ticket, but, yo, how are you going to just hem up the dude off the seat like that? Like, for real, for real? Like, I don't want to get into it, you know, because thing is, well, I'm sure everybody's got their little 2 cents, but here's the truth. Yo, unless that dude was like Osama bin Laden Jr., what the hell were you thinking, B? Like, why? What? Like, okay, he didn't want to give up the seat. All right, cool. But then just tell the captain to get on the intercom and be like, hey, somebody's being a dick, and that's the reason why we can't go to Miami right now. All right? So I want you to stare at him and make him feel bad. Like, no, I must go home. Oh, my God. They beat up that little Asian dude. They drug him through the lane. And you know that lane was nice and tight, too, if you ever been on a plane. So, oh, my God. Yo. And then he was all bloody. And then he ran back on the plane like a confused child. Like, no, I go home. I'm like, what is going on? And I know somebody's like, oh, that's racist. You shouldn't make, you know what I'm saying, Asian people sound like that. Like, no, that's exactly what he sounded like. He said, no, I go home. I was like, oh, man, I feel bad for this dude. Oh, he paid good money. Pick someone else. But here's the thing. They paid everybody else. And then you come to find out, like, oh, any airline can actually do this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Any airline, if they wanted to, could just say, oh, well, we know you paid good money, but we give no fucks, okay? Technically, this is our plane, so we could do whatever we want. Know this, all right? Now, take everything I just say and put that in NeNe Leakes' voice. That's exactly what the airlines are. They're a bunch of assholes and dickheads, and they don't know anything. I hate them all. You know what I'm saying? They go all, they just stay black and die. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them all. They're like, especially Spirit Airlines. When I first heard that that shit was going down with Continental, I was like, not Continental, United. I was like, really? United? Really? They're acting out of pocket? Like, really? I would expect that from like Spirit or Frontier. Because Frontier and Spirit, they're some dickheads. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Bolt bus for life. They're the boat. Like, United is the Bolt bus of the air. Like, what was that about to be?
Why do you just, you just gonna really just wrestle dude from the seat? You know what I'm saying? Like they wrestled him from the seat like he was like freaking Anne Frank or something like that. Like, hey, the Germans want to speak to you. Get the fuck off the plane. Get off the plane, all right? You're not going to make it back to the country. You're like, oh, man, it was just so sad. It's like, damn, B. And then the media is a bunch of dickheads because they went into his past. Come to find out, like, they dug up the fact that, like, okay, well, my man, he plays poker. And then, oh, he had his license suspended, you know what I'm saying, because he was selling pharmaceutical drugs for sex and everything like that. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Oh, question. What the hell does that have to do with me getting picked off a plane, B? What? That has nothing to do with me getting pulled off the damn plane. What does that have to do with United taking three guys? Because they were not cops. Let's clear that up. Those weren't cops. Those were just like rental mall bunch of dudes just straight up just doing their job for like $7 an hour. For $7 an hour, you get to pick me up on a plane. Like, oh, man, I would kick you in the ass in Jesus' name, I pray. I swear to God. Oh, man. Yeah, you don't even know. You know what? You got my pressure all burnt up. Oh, man. Then the flight attendant didn't show up, so he couldn't even leave. I swear to God, it was just the worst. I swear to God. Oh, my God. You know what? That whole situation called for, like, slap fight. I swear to God, just like somebody should have, they should have been slap boxing somebody. Somebody should have got knocked the fuck out just for the hell of it. I would have loved to see it. Someone should have called World Star, jumped down the throat of the captain, you know what I'm saying, the flight attendants, you know, somebody's in back, like pulling little small bottles of liquor, throwing it everywhere and everything. Like, should have been a rampage, you know? Oh, that dude paid good money. Just to be like, no, like, well, we need these seats. These seats that we sold to you, we need them back. You out your fucking mind. I'm a doctor. I got to go treat my patients. Somebody might die just so we can get Mindy on the plane. It's like, oh, yeah, Mindy and Tad, Mindy and Tad need to be in Tampa tomorrow so that they're going to be on a plane so that they can show people how to correctly put together a seatbelt and those people need their peanuts and their free waters. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, go fuck yourself. Everybody needs to go eat a dick. I just can't tell. I can't. It's like, so, and then, oh, the media, I hate the media. The media sucks. They, I swear to God, they do this all the damn time. It's like, well, we don't really know much about this person, so let's look up into their past. It's almost like remember in the Oscars when the black dude, well, when Jimmy Kimmel had that little where they had like those people on the bus come into the Oscars live, and then come to find out like the black dude and they're like, oh yeah, he's so charming and engaging and everything, and then the media's like, well, let's go find out more about him. It's like, oh, well, sadly, like, apparently he's a registered sex offender. What the fuck did that have to do with anything? Leave my life alone. Can I just have this moment? I can't even have a moment. Let me just have a moment of happiness. Damn these haters, yo. Oh, woo. I'm saying the media can't find Donald Trump's taxes, but they can find out if I was finger banging somebody when I was like 20. I'm just saying, like, what? Did I go too far? I don't know. Perhaps I went too far. I like you honoring Jesus during Holy Week. Oh, thank you. We try. You know what I'm saying? I try to do this for the people. Unlike Sean Spicer, I ain't gonna be a dick about it. You know what I'm saying? I do what I does. Anyway. Oh, man. We've almost reached that time. Where's the end of the show? Got about a minute and a half. So, boom. So, what did we learn today? Once you get frustrated, just get it off your chest. Don't even leave it in. Nope. No time for leaving shit in. Just speak it. Speak your mind. Clear it all. Ka-ka! Let it out. All right? Got no time for the bullshit no more. All right? We have Captain Crazy Pants as president. You know? People think, like, there's a Whole Foods in every bodega. So no time to just keep your frustrations inside your heart. Say it with your chest. Let it out there. You know, and if people have a problem, tell them to go fuck themselves. There you go. That's right. I said it out loud. I don't care. This is not a politically correct show. I don't care. All right? Jeez. My balls in your mouth. That's what I said. Out loud.
Would you rather flight attendant on United with Spicer or butt chug Budweiser? I'm going to go with the butt chugging of the Budweiser. I'm going to take butt chugging Budweiser in Jesus' name all week long. I'm going to do that. Anyway, in closing, I'd like to say a couple of things. One, do your best. And if you can't do your best, punch somebody in the fucking nose and tell them, hey, I'm doing my best. Get out my way. Leave me alone. All right? Anyway, I love you all. I really do. I love you all. All right, let's go out here. Let's go get it. Let's go ahead and walk these dogs. Represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. Because Wu-Tang is for the children. And Sean Spicer is for the Nazis. Let's remember that. Good night.